Turn your radio off.
What would you do without music? Where would you be without a song?
Hello, welcome to the show.
What up? Hello.
This is D-Train in the background. The song's called Music.
Can I just say we're on episode 11 already?
Already?
I'm quite proud of that. You know, 10 is sort of a benchmark, and then 11 is the next step.
All I know is that everybody that I talk to complains that we don't do enough podcasts and that we're not very consistent.
Oh, I haven't spoken to those people yet. Well, let's do it more often. Co, that's a jam right here.
Yeah, that is a jam. The band was in town for the show we did last week, and they're all gone now, pretty much, and sad.
That's why we're trying to entertain ourselves.
Yeah.
Actually, we should have had them on the podcast.
I know.
Oh, well. Next time.
Dip.
So, we might as well get right into it. That's D-Train, as Sam said. We got a new one coming up next. Unabomber's dub of the Shit Robot track, which has been a jam. It's been around for a minute. Losing My Patience. It's a hot one.
Oh my god, right now. So hot. loving that hard.
Oh my God.
Loving that so hard.
If anybody knows Tiger and Woods, can you let us know? We need to get in touch.
Yeah, we want to find Tiger and Woods. We have work for them. This is Tiger and Woods, Kiss Me, Tell Me original. This is the B-side of Gin Nation, which just actually got an official release on iTunes. I know it's been like floating around for a couple of years as a just sort of a white label.
Yeah.
I guess they finally got the license cleared and everything, so it's legit. You can buy it. This is the part of the Gin Nation EP, which if you love disco edits,
you'll love this.
You can't really get better than this as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Loving it hard like your mommy. What are we going to do next, Jesse Rock?
Oh, sweet. I just got a Skype. You feel like coming to Mexico for free? Let's get it in. You want to come, Sammy?
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
I'm down.
Yeah.
Now?
Right now. Actually, no. Now we got a new jammer to play. From our favorite label, Gamma. Sorry about that.
Was that a Freudian slip?
That was a bit Freudian, but we won't get into it. Anyway, Gamma. This is a new track from Thelonious, who's the main dude over there, and he's our friend, and this is the Art of Tones dub of the new track coming out by him, featuring
some guy named Prince Albert, but we don't know who he is because it just came out of nowhere. But it kind of sounds like somebody else I know.
Yeah, check it out. Let us know if you got anything. Phone in, request live. No, sorry, not yet. Soon.
Come on.
Circus.
Yeah, that's a jam.
Yes.
And I forgot to say that last night, Out of Tones dub from Thelonious and Prince Albert also is featuring
Love Grenades.
Yes.
Yes.
Homegirl Sister from the Valley.
Previously.
Yes.
Valley adjacent.
Mm-hmm.
She pays a premium for that too. So yeah, this was Spaghetti Circus by Still Going. It's been around for a minute, but it's just such a good jam. We couldn't not play it. And if we have played it before, then...
No, I don't think we have.
We haven't? Okay, good.
I don't think we have, but I'm sure we all will hear from people.
Yeah. Up next is this amazing jam by the Weeknd called The Morning. If you don't know, better get to it. Yeah. It's The Weeknd without the E because he dropped E on The Weeknd. Get it?
From the north, rocking with our city like a sold out show. A house full of pros that specialize in the hoeing.
Make that money rain as they taking off their clothes. Order plane tickets, Cali is the mission. Visit every month like I'm split life living. Let the world listen if a hater's caught slipping, then my nigga stay tight. Got my back like Pippin, fast life gripping. Yeah, we still tipping. Codeine cups paint a picture so vivid. Face try to mimic. Get girls timid, but behind closed doors they get pulled. So I tell them use a debit, watch they hit me, start to listen. I want them like discretion. Why these niggas testing? Always fucking twisting. Why these niggas testing? Shit that I got them on. Straight bar, hop into the music of the ambiance. Get shit popping. Zombies of the 90s. Niggas ain't talking if they hyping to the crew. Get it in like pockets. Downtown loving, when the moon coming, only place to find bass heads and hearts.
Aggressive persons, they are vexatious to the spirit, If you compare yourself with others, you may become vain or bitter. For always there will be greater and lesser persons than yourself. Enjoy your achievements as well as your plans. Keep interested in your own career, however humble. It is a real possession in the changing fortunes of time. Exercise caution in your business affairs, for the world is full of trickery. But let this not blind you to what virtue there is. Many persons strive for high ideals, and everywhere life is full of heroism. Be yourself. Especially do not feign affection. Neither be cynical about love. For in the face of all aridity and disenchantment, it is as perennial as the grass. Take kindly the counsel of the years, gracefully surrendering the things of youth. Nurture strength of spirit to shield you in sudden misfortune, but do not distress yourself with dark imaginings. Many fears are born of fatigue and loneliness. Beyond a wholesome discipline, be gentle with yourself.
This one's dedicated to Samuel's parents. Make love last. Yeah.
Of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars, you have a right to be here. And whether or not it is clear to you, no doubt the universe is unfolding as it should. Therefore, be at peace with God, whatever you conceive him to be. And whatever your labors and aspirations, in the noisy confusion of life, keep peace in your soul. With all its sham, drudgery, and broken dreams, it is still a beautiful world. Be cheerful. Strive to be happy.
Mm-hmm. Wise words from Roscoe Recites.
Mm. Preach.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Yeah, we can dedicate that to my folks who just celebrated their 32nd wedding anniversary today. Yes, people.
Damn.
It's some people do stay married.
Yeah, it's supposed to happen.
Weird. How you doing? Let me rewind that. How you doing?
All right.
Well.
And then what happened was that we played the next jammer. And this is a new one by a really cool band called Metronomy, who a lot of you probably know, but for some reason in the States, it hasn't really fully kicked off. It's quirky pop stuff, and their new album is sort of more live and sort of...
I don't know if it fully kicked off anywhere, to be totally
well, in the
fair.
UK, there were, you know, they had their moments, and deservedly so. The new album has sort of got a bit of a sort of Mediterranean summer vibe to it. and we love it. And here's an Errol Alkin rework, because he does it so well.
You may have the money, but you've got to go. It's sensible, it's sensible. And those endless seasons that go on and on, incredible. But I'd sooner get out. Remember where we went last year? You said everything about it, moved on your career.
One day. It feels like you're this is. This is Turn the Radio Off.
Yeah. a vision in one's mind. The beautiful ones always smash the picture. Always, every time.
Oh man, that one was nuts. I love that Prince track. It was a dedication to the show that we went to go see the other week.
Yeah.
Well, I was lucky enough to go twice, but it was pretty special, have to say. Stevie Wonder came out and did his thing.
Prince, for those of you all sprinkled all around the world that don't know, Prince did like 21 gigs in LA over this course of like a month.
In Inglewood.
In Inglewood, what? And every show was completely different. He did a different set every night, and he had different special guests every night. We happened to see Stevie Wonder the night we all went together. Prince played bass on Superstitious. It was
pretty nuts.
Epic. He played for 3 hours every night.
Janelle Monáe opened too.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It was Rad Bones.
Radicals.
Let's go back.
Way back.
I'm gonna look around the world.
Lisa, you keep looking for that.
Brrr, flash it.
You know, she really talks like that, though.
That's nuts. She's
like the reigning Scouser, like queen of pop, besides Cheryl Cole. That was bad, I'm sorry. This is New Junior Boys. It's called Itchy Fingers.
Yeah. stuck in the window, time to get inside. What do? Would you go back outside? I wear they'll crush you with the paper folding, just to see you die, 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 just to see you die. So patient, so kind, it's never easy to tell.
It feels like 2007 to me for some reason.
Guilty pleasure!
Don't you...
So do you want me to sit down or should I just start talking and dancing and shit?
Don't enjoy, this is Maurisa.
My name is Maurisa. I'm a transsexual from the lower east side. I'm a third-sexed person. Which means I'm a woman living inside what used to be a man's body. I'm looking to find me a white nigga who has a lot of money, who's willing to pay for my tits, and who's not going to be judgmental about my feet. Black is my feet, I'm a little self-conscious about my feet. Are you that white nigga?
Yeah.
Well, you look like a classy white nigga. Where you from?
Oh, yes.
My name is Maurisa. That's it! I like that shit! I need to find me a classy white nigga who's going to pay for my tits. I was a high school basketball player, that's it. I go down to the court now, and they don't wanna get schooled by a girl. That's their fault. I take them niggas to the hole and shit. That's it. That's the look. White niggas, they come from Ohio, they get this shit that look like that the bar's under construction and shit. That's finished. It look finished. They don't got no linoleum up or nothing and shit. There's no rugs down, they don't got no velvet and shit, fake flowers. That shit's not done, but they make that shit look done. And then white niggas is there with greasy hair, and they got like this beards and shit, they all got bed bugs. You know what I'm saying? I want to go to one of those shit. You classy? I'm not trying to meet no more gorillas, let me tell you, alright? You from Westchester? Holy shit! You don't hang out with any gorillas, do you? I'm sick of these motherfucking gorillas. That's it! I like that shit! Wepa, wepa, wepa! That's when we have a good time, we say wepa. That's it, I want to be with somebody who made me feel wepa all the time. Who made me feel good and beautiful about myself. You need to be comfortable around third-sex people. Because I like to go to a lot of tranny parties. That's nice. You like ass pussy? That's right. I don't have a pussy. I'm a pre-ops with transsexual. I don't have a pussy. That shit never sticks. I take care of my ass pussy. That's it. I clean that shit. I only eat vegetarian. Told you I don't eat meat so my ass don't stink. I need to pay for my tits and this healthcare situation is ridiculous. My tits need to come from Aetna, I'm not trying to get no Medicaid tits. That's it, I don't do Medicaid, I need Aetna, I need health insurance, Aetna. Alright? Aetna, you get nice tits, I'm not trying to get one tit over here and one tit over there, I need to get implants. I take hormones, it's just growing a little fat on my chest, but that's not real tits. That's not what boys like, it's a little chubby right now from the hormones, that's it. Day with somebody who would take me, come to my house and leave my mother and my grandmother and my brother, play a game of Atari with him. You come to my house, pick me up, I live on Avenue C, alright? Come over and then play a game on Nintendo with my brother while I'm in the other room changing. That's how I like that shit, pretty and pink.
Okay, that's enough. That was our podcast.
That was stupid.
Hi, Mom.
Peace. Marisa.
I would like to live in Westchester. I'm sick of living in this city here. I need to live in Westchester where I know there's a lot of retired cops living, a lot of classy people, right? I don't want to be on back pages. C for S. That's me, I'm there. Maurice, I always say that I'm busy. Niggas don't want to see me on the street after I suck their dick. You know what I'm saying? Cause that shit is embarrassing when they for them. But that shit is discrimination against me. C for S. 160 roses, that's it. GFC, girlfriend experience. Alright, it's gonna cost 160 roses to hang out with Maurice, right baby? But I'm not trying to do that, that's why I'm here trying to go legitimate. I want to go to Westchester, that's it.